Considering the dwindling economic situation of the country, we are of the opinion that such a large delegation going to a program of that nature must be quickly communicated to the people whose taxpayers' money are being used for this jamboree journey. It could have been that the federal government of the Republic of Nigeria should have let its own citizens know that these number of people are traveling for a specific purpose to achieve measurable results, i.e., in terms of power supply, which is a major problem in the country. Two, issue of education. Three, issue of security. These are measurable facts that one can see a result. And that particular area shouldn't be more than 50 people to travel to such a country considering our economic situation. But the government decided to travel with 1,411 delegates, which is equivalent to the number that China traveled with. China is having a population of close to 1.2 billion population, as the case may be, while we have only 200 million people. So the difference is so huge. And so in this case, it seems to us it's just a wasteful spending for the interests of those who are the office holder.
What do you say to the government? I think the President Tinubu's government is saying that considering that Nigeria is the largest economy on the African continent, the size of the delegation is necessary because of Nigeria's position and its economy.
To do what? Is it to bring in more money to the country? When you go to our seaport, what you see is tons and tons of imported goods. None is empty vessels that goes out of the country, and yet you are clapping your hands and calling yourself the largest economy in Africa. There's no justification for it.
But let's talk about COP28 itself, the climate conference, because if you look around Nigeria, the heavy rain, the flooding, what's happening to the climate is important. So we would say that Nigeria probably need that delegation to draw the world's attention to what's happening in Nigeria and in Africa about the climate.
The question you want to ask is that, did the president even travel with the Minister of Environment? Did he travel with the Minister of Science and Technology? These are the basic areas that have direct link with climate change. I'm not so sure if these particular ministries were even represented at that particular program. So who will now extrapolate or elucidate and amplify the challenges that we have in the country? Every year, we have a flood coming in from the Cameroons. The area that is being engulfed in Nigeria are the River Benue, Kumlokoja, and all other places. You will see the whole places overflooded. You talk about the issue of erosion that is already consuming the southeastern states of the country. These are the things that need to be discussed. For me, I don't see this particular government really understanding what climate change actually represents. I think what they will travel to do was a different thing entirely, which they need to explain to the Nigerian people.